Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today, I will be reading my poem, October in Favel Grove. Perhaps you've heard that Emily Dickinson poem about prairies. To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee, one clover and a bee, and reverie. The reverie alone will do if bees are few. I had the opportunity to write poetry for the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance at Favel Grove Sanctuary, a tapestry of over 1,000 acres of restored prairie. I have always loved the reverie in Emily's poem, but I think prairies are more complex, and humans are part of prairies. Here is October in Favel Grove. A poet once wrote that to make a prairie takes a clover, a bee, and revelry. And though it is true that the flowers and the bees comprise the summer bloom of prairie, there is so much more. I stand in October with volunteers and interns on the upper floor of the barn at the Favel Grove Sanctuary, where visions of restored prairie have become reality, where raised tray tables display rainbows of textured seed. Species by species, the people rub and almost polish the seed over screens, removing detritus so that the seeds will be viable, will awaken with freeze. Others will burn the patchwork of prairies, will stand holding fire within bounds, holding fire as miracle and essential element, holding fire as artist scraping the palette clean. And like artists' apprentices, they will carry pails of cleaned seed mixed to swell prairie from remnant, taking what has been learned from indigenous. Walking opened soil, people will sweep their hands in the curving arc of rainbow, in the curving journey of many suns and moons. They will cast seed to welcome the grasses, the grasshoppers, the cranes, warblers, sparrows, and wrens. They will call in the darners, the raptors, sphinx moths, snakes, and sedges. They will welcome the storms, the wind and the rain, the flowering, the flights, the seeds new and again. And the dream takes wing. Through the barn doors in late October, Sally's prairie shines rose gold while the seed collectors work. One intern tells me how she loves drop seed, strong, smelling, and beautiful, the seed suspended in the air like Christmas trees, and that bees burrow in the mounds of that grass. Someone says aloud that little bluestem seeds, when ripe, look like fireworks. And I think this is celebration. Revelry comes in the swish and sweep of prairie seed collecting, prairie seed cleaning and casting. It comes through all the hard work of unseen human hands that forever have midwived prairie. You have been listening to a poem by me, Catherine Young, October in Favel Grove. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information is at WFOP.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.